VOA Asia.
Mobs have burned and looted scores of foreign-owned factories in Vietnam following a large protest by workers against China's recent placement of an oil rig in disputed Southeast Asian waters. The unrest at industrial parks near Ho Chi Minh City is the most serious outbreak of public disorder in years. Points to the dangers for the government as it tries to manage public anger at China while also itself protesting the Chinese actions in an area of the South China Sea it says belongs to Vietnam. For some analysis, Minh Dao of the VOA Vietnamese service spoke with Carl Thayer, emeritus professor at the University of New South Wales and director of Thayer Consultancy. She asked him if China's placement of the oil rig is a negative escalation in relations between Vietnam and China.
Yes, I think in using the analysis by other analysts as well, that China in the past has always justified its actions as reacting to a provocation. And this seems to be the first incidence that China has initiated a provocation. And not only that, the magnitude and scale, not only the oil rig, but the 80 vessels, including People's Liberation Army Navy vessels, marks, in effect, a major escalation and a major challenge to Southeast Asian security.
What are the calculations behind the move, Professor?
Well, it's almost too early to tell because China really hasn't said anything other than the minimal, that these are just normally part of the Paracel's territorial waters, which is questionable, and that the CNOOC, the China National Offshore Oil Company, was merely going about its normal activities. But I think larger strategic interests are now evident as China begins to criticize the United States, begins to try to wiggle its way out of the ASEAN statement, and that is that it's making a direct challenge to President Obama and any country that believes the United States is going to provide reassurance. It's challenging it because the United States is not directly involved with Vietnam and can do nothing. And then that will raise the question in Malaysia, in Singapore, in Indonesia, and perhaps even the Philippines about is the U.S. reassurance one that they can plan on.
But unlike the Philippines and Japan, the U.S. does not have an obligation to defend Vietnam. But this is as much, as you said, a challenge to the U.S. as to Hanoi itself.
Yeah, well, absolutely, the U.S. doesn't have an alliance, and I've wondered out loud in some of my commentary why Vietnam was picked, and I don't see a ready answer. It's not an alliance, and relationships between them are going very, very well, particularly after Lee Kuan-chung's visit. And in fact, this is almost a repudiation and ripping up agreements that were reached back then, and leading me to the conclusion that you now can no longer trust China at its word. It says harmony, joint development, cooperation in October last year, and then unilaterally plops a rig in a disputed area.
But Vietnam prides itself on being friends with everyone. But it seems that Hanoi right now is alone in facing the challenge to its territorial integrity. Do you think that it is time for Hanoi to choose camp and side with stronger allies?
No, I think that would be premature, and because choosing camps isn't going to solve the problem, that China, even with the U.S., has overwhelming naval strength in the area, and no one wants to see an armed conflict. And that, and Vietnam, which is massively tied to China economically with a huge trade deficit, would suffer enormously. And that's Vietnam's position. In fact, they've been stonewalled by China. They've been suggesting a special envoy. They've been suggesting opening up the hotline, which exists between the two party secretary generals. And China has so far said no. That's because China's reacting to the confrontations at sea that we've had. But we must be careful about what's being said in public and what's likely to happen. China's actions are going to cause the regional states that are modernizing their military to continue to do so. And even though the ASEAN statement is being by foreign ministers and the leaders is being criticized, I've noticed it's important. This is the first time a standalone statement has been issued by ASEAN foreign ministers. Most of it repeats past policy, but it does declare a new consensus in ASEAN that Chinese actions are a threat to regional security. And this is important because in the past, most of the time, ASEAN members see anything involving the Paracels as a bilateral dispute with China. But I think now they're seeing the larger implications. If the oil rig can be put in contested waters with China, it can be put in contested waters anywhere. And since most oil experts believe this Block 143 is not rich in oil, why put a very expensive rig there? So China may, inside its nine-dash line, bring the rig elsewhere. But at the moment, China's just saying it's in the territorial waters of the Paracels, thus limiting the geographic scope.
Could we verify that indeed the areas involved are Vietnamese waters? It's only 220 kilometers from the Vietnamese coast. Is it correct, Professor?
Well, what would be correct if China abided by international law would be that Vietnam can claim a 200 nautical mile exclusive economic zone, and clearly Block 143 falls within that zone. China, if it had a regime of islands in the Paracels, could claim that it's entitled to an exclusive economic zone, and it would overlap. And therefore, the two would be in a legal dispute, and under the law that they have both signed, they should enter into provisional arrangements to deal with the dispute, not use force or the threat of force.
Vietnam has sent ships to confront the rig, which are engaged in a tense standoff with Chinese vessels protecting it. And as for Wednesday's protest in Ho Chi Minh City, police are saying 440 people were detained over the violence. China's foreign ministry and its embassy in Hanoi issued warnings to Chinese citizens and urged Vietnam's government to protect them. The analysis of the oil rig dispute we just heard was from Carl Thayer. He is emeritus professor at the University of New South Wales. He was speaking with Minh Dao of the VOA Vietnamese service.